Aloha mai, o Kainani ko'u Inoa, and welcome to Papa Olelo Hawaii Makahiki Ekahi Beginning Hawaiian Lessons. This podcast will feature lessons from the text of Nā Kai e Walu, Mokuna e Kolu, Chapter 3. E ho'omaka ka kou, let's begin. In Mokuna e Lua, we practiced using the word mea. This important word requires additional practice. You will recall that one of the most common meanings of mea is an individual out of a group, as in the following examples. E ho'opili mai. Ka mea ula ula. The red one. Ka mea aka mai. The smart one. Ka mea ho'olohe. The one who listens. Keia mea hau'oli. This happy one. Kela mea hoeva'a. That one who paddles canoe. Ka mea hana ma'ane'i. The one who works here. Kona mea maika'i. Her good one, referring perhaps to a dress. Ka mea o Keola. Keola's one, the one of Keola. Kekahi mea hele I Maui. One of the ones who goes to Maui. Maika'i. Listen to the following sentences and try to create a mental picture of what is being described. You may want to place this in the context of an event or conversation. These sentences could be expressed using either pepeke henua, pepeke painu, or pepeke aike with mea meaning one in them. Try to express that thought in Hawaiian while seeing your mental picture. Try to avoid translating from English unless you need to refer to it to clarify your picture. Do not write this down, simply speak it. If you need to go back and listen to it several times, please do so. The cold one is over there. Aia ka mea anu anu ma o. The hot one is ready, mother. Ai, ma kau kau ka mea vela e ka makuahine. Her red one is a good car. Ai, he ka'a mai ka'i kona mea. One of the old ones is famous. Ai, kaulana kekahi mea kahiko. Maika'i no. The word mea is so common that it can be dropped with certain ka'i such as the following. Ono keia mea means this is delicious. However, you could simply say ono keia, and the listener would understand the meaning is the same as ono keia mea. There are other ka'i which can be used without mea in some circumstances. Ke na, which means that or that one near the person you are speaking to. Ke la, which means that or that one far away. Ko'u, which means mine or my one. Kou, which means yours or your one. Kona, which means hers or her one, or his one. Kekahi, which means one of them or one of the ones. Students are sometimes confused by the dropping of mea. It is important to remember that ka'i always precede a memea, even if that memea is a dropped mea. Do not get confused and think that a ka'i follows a memea. Listen to the following examples of dropped mea in the three pepeke types that you know. You will hear this sound where the mea has been dropped. E ho'opili mai. Repeat the phrase after you hear the sound. Ovau keia. This is me. Aia ko'u makahale. Mine is at home. Pokole kekahi. One of them is short. Helei nani kena ike ia manawa. That's a pretty lei now. Okona keia. This is hers. Let's repeat the visual imagery exercise that we did with mea, but note that these sentences will have dropped mea. You will hear this sound, where thing could be used in English, but is implied. This is the same as the dropping of mea in Hawaiian. This is delicious. Ai, ono keia. His is with me. Ai, aia kona mea'u. One of them is over there. Ai, aia kekahi ma'ane'i. That by you is a slipper. Ai, he kalipa kena. We will now translate a short conversation. The first thing you need to do is determine which type of pepeke is appropriate for this sentence. Kauka asks, "What is the name on your bracelet, Leo? What kind of pepeke does this require?" Ai, a pepeke aike o, because it is asking for a specific name. Now translate and make sure you use correct ki'ina leo or intonation in asking a question in Hawaiian. Translate, what is the name on your bracelet, Leo? Ai, ovaikainoa mako apolima e leo. Leo says, this name is kava'anui o ke ali'i. What kind of pepeke does this require? Ai, a pepeke aike o, because it is stating a specific name. Now translate, this name is kava'anui o ke ali'i. Ai, o kava'anui o ke ali'i ke ia inoa. Kauka asks, is kava'anui o ke ali'i an old name? What kind of pepeke does this require? Ai, a pepeke aike he, because it is asking what kind of name it is. Make sure you use correct ki'ina leo or intonation in asking a question in Hawaiian. Now translate, is kava'anui o ke ali'i an old name? Ai, he inoa kahiko o kava'anui o ke ali'i. Leo says, yes, this is an old name. What kind of pepeke does this require? Ai, a pepeke aike he, because it is stating what kind of name it is. Now translate, yes, this is an old name. Ai, he inoa kahiko keia. Notice I didn't use mea after keia because it is understood. Maika ino. Listen to this conversation between Kalei and Keala. This kind of conversation is common in our everyday life. Learn it and use it. Ovai keia kaikamahine maka au au akau o ke ki'i.
Onani kena. Hele oia I ke kula mea o.
A he aha ke ia mea.
He hoe kena. O kona anakala ke kāpena o ko uhui hoe va'a. He koa ka hoe.
At this time, you'll take part in the conversation. Please locate this dialogue in Mokuna e Kolu of Nākai e Walu. You will hear Kale's voice, and you will speak Ke Ala's part of the conversation. Please repeat this until the dialogue sounds natural. Ovai keia kaikamahine maka au au a kau o ke ki'i.
Onani kena, hele oia I ke kula mea o.
A hea ha keia mea.
He hoe kena, o kona anakala ke ka pena o ko uhui hoe va'a. He koa ka hoe.
You will now hear Ke Ala's voice, and you will speak Kale's part of the conversation. Please repeat this until the dialogue sounds natural. Begin now.
Onani kena, hele oia I ke kula mea o. He hoe kena, o kona anakala ke ka pena o ko uhui hoe va'a. He koa ka hoe.
Maika'i. Mahalo nui and keep on practicing. Uluka hoi is an olelo no iau that tells us the hoi or yam vine grows, which not only denotes the growth of the plant, but the growth of interest. Uluka hoi. O kainani keia, ahui hou no.